Hi, I'm Grace.
And I'm Georgina.
And you're listening to Songs We Love,
the podcast where we call each other up from across the pond to discuss all things songwriting.
We hope you guys enjoy the episode. And we're rolling.
Yes. How are you doing, Grace?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. What have you been listening to this week?
So I've definitely been in a bit of a rut with my listening, and I don't really have a lot of time because it was one of the busiest work weeks of my life this week.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have been in the car, I've been listening to playlists, and I listened to one of your playlists.
Oh my god, which one?
I listened to your country playlist.
Oh yeah, some songs on there aren't country.
Yeah, I was like, why do you have Gavin DeGraw on here?
All the other songs on that playlist are country, I think, to a degree or whatever. That song, why is it on there? I felt like it just fit with the vibe of the other songs on there. And he has got like a little twang, and I made that playlist at a time when I was just listening to country music, but I also really liked that song, so I just wanted it on the same playlist.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just feel like it was funny to me because he doesn't sound like he has any twang at all to me.
Yeah. And also he's from like middle America somewhere. He's not even from a southern state, I don't think.
Yeah, like I don't pick up on any southern accent at all.
But it's so funny because I was actually going to share that playlist with you, but I didn't want to have to ask you to listen to that many songs. But if I was going to share it, I was going to say, by the way, there's a Gavin DeGraw song on there, which isn't country, but enjoy. I have a playlist on my Spotify called Sad Good with a dinosaur emoji. And I thought you might have said that one just because it's an intriguing title. It's just like Sad Good. What does that mean? But yeah, so were there any songs on the country playlist that you liked, that you remember?
There was a song on there that I remember liking that I also didn't think was country. It was Julia Michaels and someone else.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's not country at all. You can tell I'm quite liberal with my labeling of my playlists. It means something to me. Okay, there's two songs on that playlist that aren't country. I think the top half of the playlist is country, and then as it goes down, it isn't. The song is Julia Michaels and Niall Horan, What a Time.
Okay, yeah, I thought that was a good song. I only listened to it one time, but it caught my attention.
Yeah, that's a banger. Also, I just love it. I also have Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again on that
playlist.
Yes,
I liked that. Always love
Dolly. I love that song. It hypes me up so much. I don't know why I put it on and I'm just like, yeah, I can smash life.
I feel like I'm not a playlist person because normally I just listen to full albums if I'm going to have the time to sit and listen to something, or maybe the full album and then the radio that comes after the album.
Yeah.
Is a format of listening that I'll do. But I have my playlist that I keep for when I have a 5-minute drive or something, a 10-minute drive, and I don't want to pick stuff up. But I have, mine are not labeled by genre. I have a New York playlist and a California playlist, and they're just all songs that talk about those places.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. That actually mentions those places in the songs.
Yes.
Oh, I might have to, are they on public?
Yeah, they're on public.
Yeah, I don't have any on private. To be honest, a lot of my playlists are just emojis. Like I have songs that create a vibe and I'm like, what emojis represent this vibe, and then that's what I call my playlists.
Oh yeah, I feel like I've done an emoji. I remember I had one that had fire emojis that was supposed to be my party playlist, but I think it only had like 3 songs on it.
Some party just repeating those 3 songs over and over.
But I used to do all my playlists by song lyrics. Like I had, or a song title that I felt represented the playlist.
Oh, so it was named after a lyric?
Yeah, or a song title. Like, I used to have this playlist I would listen to all the time that was called The General Specific, based off of the song The General Specific by Band of Horses, and it was just my general playlist.
Not, that's clever, though. You're putting some thought into these. It's like you're naming an album or something.
I enjoy curating the playlist.
Mm-hmm. I need to make a new one. I haven't made one in a while, actually.
One time I made one that was like an acrostic poem.
Is that where you have the letters going down the side?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, so how did... Oh!
like this song's... I think that's my artist playlist on Spotify, unless I've changed it.
So the first letter of each song title spells out a word?
Yeah, so I have mine on there was like pleasure, and so I don't know what the P was, but the L was the song L Over by the US Girls. I don't know what these other songs are, but it was like PLEASURE.
That's so cool. That's such a good idea for an artist playlist as well, to engage people. I think I might have to steal that.
Yeah,
idea.
You should steal it. Anyone okay. can steal it.
I will. Done. Yeah, no, I've been pretty much the same. I feel like I've had one of those weeks where I'll listen to new music that's released, or I'll listen to one random song that I find through Spotify radio, or I see promoted somewhere, and then I'll just listen to a bunch of random songs and I enjoy them, but there's nothing in particular that I would pick out.
So today we're going to do something we haven't done before. We're going to kind of do a little spotlight on one particular song. We've done full album, we've done full discography, we've done theme, but we're just going to do one song that rarely we have both agreed that this one song is a top tier song.
Yes, it is.
And that song is Thinking of You by Katy Perry.
Absolute masterpiece. So yeah, I first heard this song during the first lockdown. Katy Perry did a live acoustic concert that was streamed, so I think you can find it all on YouTube. I didn't watch the whole concert, but I just saw this clip come up of a song called Thinking of You, and she was standing with the guitar, which, similar to the Lorde situation, I haven't really listened to any Katy Perry other than the songs that everybody knows and that are popular. So at first I was like, oh, I didn't know she played guitar. It's acoustic. It looks like it'd be up my alley. And I listened to it, and oh my God, it's such a good song. So my relationship with the song is that I've actually only mostly heard it in acoustic versions. So I really listened to the studio version for this episode. And it's got so many added bits that just make it even better in a way.
So one thing I just wanted to look up real quick before we started talking about it to see if there were any other co-writers on the track so that we could shout them out as well. Because yeah. Normally a pop artist like this would have at least one other co-writer. There are none.
Oh my gosh. But she wrote this when she was like 16 or something, right?
Is that what she said?
I mean, I haven't heard her say anything, but I know it was from one of her early releases, I think.
So I know it's from her first album. But the video that made me decide to love this song was a video of her performing, and she was playing just acoustic guitar at like some weird event.
Yeah. That's interesting that we both fell in love with the song by watching acoustic performances rather than listening to the studio version.
Like a song's brilliance really shows when it is still really good with the bare bones.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Well, let's talk about what makes this song great, because that's kind of a hard thing to pinpoint.
It is. I do find it hard to pinpoint with this song because, okay, I think there are great lyrics throughout, and I think that is paired by really clever and moving melodies that go throughout the whole song, the verses and the chorus. But there's not one thing that I would say that makes me like this song so much, and I think that's often what happens when you love a song. It just hits you, and it's a feeling rather than a logical element all the time.
Yeah, that is very true. There's some songs I'll be like, I love this song because of this one specific lyric that sells me on it.
Yeah.
But this song doesn't have that. It's just the whole song is perfectly executed for the most part.
Yes, for the most part. We're not saying it's perfect. We would never go that far.
Well, there's only one part of the song that I don't love. There's one word specifically in the song that I don't like.
I thought you were going to say a whole section. No, you're going down to just
one word. one little micro part that I don't like. At the end, when she says, "'Cause in your eyes, I'd like to stay," I don't really like that line because it just doesn't register for me. I guess because she was before saying, like, "I wish that I was looking into your eyes." And so she wants to stay in your eyes.
Yeah.
But I think it doesn't work for me because when someone says in your eyes, I would think they're about to say someone's perspective.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It could be misconstrued as in your eyes, I'd like to stay. Like you think I'd like to stay. But she doesn't mean that. Mm. She means I want to stay in your eyes.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I'd never picked up on that before. but it's interesting and I can see why you don't like it.
Anyway, yeah, now on to full praise of the entire rest of the song. That was just one part where I kind of thought for a while she was saying arms, like in your arms I'd like to stay.
Which would just be a bit random. Well, not completely.
It would be random, but it would make a little more logistical sense.
Yeah. I mean, for a while I wasn't a massive fan on the bridge. But after listening more times, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I think I just loved the verse and the chorus so much that I wanted more of that instead of a bridge.
That is such a good point. I definitely feel that way in my own writing a lot, where I struggle with writing a bridge because I like the verse and chorus too much and I don't want anything else.
Yeah, that's so true. But a lot of the times you do need that break in what you've written and kind of it allows you to have a different perspective, which could even be a contrast from the rest of the song. I think bridges are really great in that way, that they let you explore a different avenue of the song that you haven't yet. But sometimes verses and choruses are just so good that you, you don't want anything else.
Yeah, I don't like a weak bridge. But I guess sometimes I do like a weak bridge. I don't have a strong opinion. I don't think the bridge is definitely not the best part of the song here, but I think it's nice. I really, really like how it goes, like normally the choruses end looking into your eyes, but then the bridge goes looking into your the best.
Yes, I did note that. Down. I think that's a really clever use of words.
I love that technique.
Smooth transition. I also just, I don't even know how to say it, just the melody of the chorus as well, I think is really captivating. Typically choruses tend to be on the higher range of a vocalist's vocal range, so it feels like it's lifted, and this chorus definitely does that. It goes up from the verse, so that's something I really like about it. Yeah, it's nothing unique to this song at all, but I think the way she does use those higher melodies just pleases the ear, you know?
Yeah, I think that speaks for the essence of the whole song as well. Like, she doesn't do anything particularly innovative or unique in this song, but it's just a perfect execution of a classic pop song technique.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfectly said. That is exactly it.
One thing that I noticed this morning when I was doing a quick listen, because I realized I know I love the song, but I didn't have any notes about things I liked about it. This is like a bit of a reach, but in the first verse, it goes A-A-B-A rhyme scheme where she goes like comparisons easily done, had a taste, perfection. But in the second verse it's ABCB,
right,
where she goes Indian summer, middle of winter, hard candy, surprise center. And I was thinking how that kind of mirrors her emotional unraveling within the song, how the rhyme scheme becomes a little, just ever so slightly more free.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean there. That's a good analysis. I definitely did not think that deeply into it, but you are completely right. I was going to mention those rhyme schemes as well, though. I think, especially as the song starts, I think it's unusual to start with so many internal rhymes and such a syllabic way of rhyming the words as well. It's just so good because it's the way she uses a three-syllable word to start it and then rhymes it with like three words which are multiple syllables, like you said, comparisons. Oh, that's four syllables. Well done, Georgina. Comparisons are easily done. Like, you'd think that would just be one rhyme, but one line, sorry, but she, yeah, does internal rhymes within the first few lines, which I love.
Yeah, I actually think it's so brilliant in that very first section how she plays with the accenting of the syllables, but it doesn't sound forced at all.
Yeah, or broken.
I don't know how, because sometimes it sounds weird when people, like, normally I feel like I would hate if someone said perfection.
Yeah, that's very true. But I will say, though, the first time I heard the song, I didn't think she was saying comparisons. I thought she was saying compare our sons.
Like astrology?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Which I think still kind of fits with the meaning. Not kind of.
Kind of. Not the meaning of the sentence, but the meaning of the song. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I actually first heard. And then I realized what she was saying and I was like, oh yeah, that's cool too. I do just want to give a shout out to the BVs in the chorus of this song. I didn't hear them until I literally re-listened to the song just before we started recording.
Thinking,
do you know the ones
you,
I mean?
Thinking of you.
Yes, I don't know. I love those so much because they kind of clash in a way with the melody and instrumentation that is being used, but in a satisfying way. It's something really interesting. It's not just layering harmonies over the top line. It's completely different.
Yes, I noticed those this morning too. It almost sounds like maybe in the production that could have been a little instrumental part that they put in, and then they were like, wait, what if you said thinking of you on that part?
Yeah, or even something that while she was recording the vocals and she was listening to something back, maybe she was just humming it in her head along with it, and then actually thought, oh wait, that's good, maybe should actually record those as backing vocals.
Yeah, it really helps pull the rhythm together of the song. The chord that comes before the chorus where she's like, all I will know. It's, oh. I don't know what chord that is. You play the song, so I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
It sounds like a minor four chord.
It goes to, it's a G and then to G minor.
What key is the song in?
I play it in D. I don't know if that's
okay,
the original
key.
So it is.
I was just trying to think of what the Roman numeral for the chord would
be. Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
My own theory nerd mentality. Yeah, so it is the minor four chord.
Yeah,
which can be, it can be really cheesy, and it kind of is cheesy, but it is fine.
But that's what I mean, she just does all the classic structural points that are supposed to sound good, that have the potential to sound cheesy, but it just sounds great.
Yeah, like that's a very cliche move to have that minor four right before the chorus, but it fits. It's used in the correct context.
And it mirrors the lyrics well as well,
yes.
I think.
And it provides the tension for the chorus to be so relieving.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wanted to just quick mention that. It's a little bit of a chord analysis.
Yeah, good shout.
And then I'm a sucker, as everyone is, I think, for a good switch up chorus. And I love in the end when she changes the lyrics of the chorus. It's still the same melody, but she's like, bust in the doors and take me away, no more mistakes. And that's the end of the song, the little switch up chorus.
Oh, I live for a switch up chorus, honestly. I don't think, if it's done well, I don't think I will ever dislike a switch up chorus at the end.
That's so true. That's probably one of my favorite things about songwriting.
Yeah, or using the same phrase, but putting a different line before it that then just changes the whole meaning.
Yeah, even a switch up chorus where one line is different, or even one word.
Yeah, like even changing something from past to present tense by one word. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Oh, because I just... Okay, I know we weren't talking about any other songs, but I just got chills thinking about there's a song. Yeah. You don't really listen to Kacey Musgraves, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, you would love her. She's country queen. But she has this one song called Merry-Go-Round where the whole song, like the choruses, she's talking in the song about her really small town she grew up from and the expectations of people where they're supposed to, like, everyone gets married young and goes to church. And she's saying, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married. And that's like the chorus of the song. But then in the very last one she says, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we're so bored until we're buried.
Nice.
And that one just stabs me in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite switch up choruses.
That's really good. Oh, I love that. That's like sorry, once again, I'm just gonna mention another song now.
Yeah, do it. We'll have more stuff to put on our list of songs to listen to.
Yeah. I think I've briefly spoken about Ash before, and we listened to Till Forever Falls Apart with Phineas as a music video in episode 2. But she has a song that I think a lot of people know called Moral of the Story. And I can't decide if I really like this switch up, but I will say it engaged... you don't know it yet because I'm in the middle of telling a story, but I just used a pun.
Continue.
Yeah, sorry, I've lost it a bit now. It really caught my ear, and I know a lot of people liked it. So the chorus throughout the song says, you think that you're in love when you're really just in pain. And then on the last chorus it says, you think that you're in love when you're really just engaged.
Okay, yeah, I know about that. I remember listening to that song. I haven't listened to it in a while, but I know that it's about her failed marriage.
Yeah,
it is. So that is harsh.
It is harsh. And also, apparently, Billie Eilish came up with changing that word.
Wow, I didn't know they were in cahoots.
Well, because I think Ash is, like, best friends with Phineas. And they do a lot of songwriting together and... production stuff, so I think Phineas must have been friends with her at the time, and Billy was there, and she knew what the song about and was like, oh, maybe you should change it to engaged instead of in pain.
Okay, yeah, duh, I did know they were in cahoots because obviously she has a song with Phineas.
Yeah, but I think that's a cool switch up as well. Very, as you say, harsh. It like hits the ears.
Yeah, that's good. All right, well, maybe now that we've done our spotlight and adding 2 extra songs.
Yes.
We should move on to our game.
Yes, what the game that no one asked for, but we are very excited to play.
All right, guys, we're going to play a little songwriting game.
Yeah, so we kind of wanted to talk about rhyme in this episode, which we have done before. We both love rhyme in songs, and also... I think the impactful use of when there's been a lot of rhymes in a row and then something purposefully doesn't rhyme, I think that's also very impactful. But we're going to play a rhyming game right now.
It's time to play the rhyme game. The rhyme game.
So I said to Grace, I'm going to come up with a couple of surprise words to use as rhymes. But yesterday I was writing a song, and what I like to do sometimes is get a random word generator up, generate maybe 5 words, and I have to put those in the lyrics of the songs. So I thought, as well as if you have any words that you want to do, we could use the random word generator to be the words that we rhyme. So we're going to have a word. We're going to go back and forth rhyming that word with just one syllable answers until someone hesitates or can't think of one. The other person will get a point. We'll then move to 2 syllables, do the same thing. Then 3 syllables, and I doubt we'll ever get to 4. Should we do 5 words?
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, 5 words. And the first word from the random word generator is...
prime.
Okay.
So...
that's a good one.
Would you like to start? Give you the benefit of going first?
Okay. Time.
Rhyme.
Time, as in the spice.
That was cheeky. What?
All right, I get a point.
You get a point. Okay. How could I only think of one word? Okay. The pressure's
getting
to me. Come
on. You could have said slime. There's actually not a lot. Like, that was the only one I could think of.
Yeah, I love how you went, come on, you could have said, and then as if you were going to list loads, and you just say slime.
Well, then I realized it was kind of hard.
Yeah.
Okay, to 2 syllables of crime.
Yeah, I'll go first. Sublime.
Damn it.
One point to me.
All right, you get a point. I was going to say sublime. Okay, 3 syllables.
Yep, sure. Do you want to go first?
Okay, I'll go first.
This is actually a surprisingly hard word, I must say.
Yeah, I got nothing for 3 syllables. Do you have one? Okay, let's move on.
No, okay, we'll move on. And the second word is... spine.
Oh, that's so hard. Similar.
Should we pick a different one? Because it's got a similar sound.
No, that's okay. Fine. The random word generator says we have to do it.
I'll go first this time?
Yeah, you can go first.
Fine.
Mine.
Brine.
Line.
Pine.
Shine.
Sign.
Trine. That's an astrology word.
I was gonna say that before, but I didn't think it was a word. That's a good one then. Oh, I'll take that. You can have it.
Wine. Wine.
Wine. Oh. Do you have the alphabet written down?
No, I was just writing down the word that we were doing.
Okay, because I was going to say,
No.
Yeah, that because... that'd be cheating. Not as in like I was like, you're cheating, but I was like, I feel like I'm trying to go through the alphabet in my head as I'm doing it.
No, I just wrote down the word because I figured you had the word up from the word generator.
Oh, that's true.
I wanted to look at it.
I closed it after I opened it, but I'm going to do that on the next one. That's a good idea. But that's a point for you. So now two syllables that rhyme with spine. Okay, I just thought of another one syllable word. I'm so annoyed.
Oh, what do you think of?
Shrine.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. 2 syllables.
Is enshrine a word?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Divine.
That's good. Align.
Is entwine a word?
Yeah.
Okay. I got one.
feline.
Ooh.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's good. Refine.
Ooh. Yeah, you can have another point.
Benign.
Oh, that's a good one. I feel like my brain instantly goes to half rhymes. I think also because a lot of the time when I write songs, I think half rhymes aren't necessarily more clever, But if you're trying to rhyme one word and then you use two words which include a half rhyme, it can sound unexpected.
Yeah, and you have more range of words you can use to achieve the meaning with a half rhyme.
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
Normally, like, in some contexts, it sounds just as good. Sometimes full rhymes can sound cheesy
mm-hmm.
if they're too yeah. forced.
Well, regardless, you got a point.
Okay, three syllables.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
I guess
you start.
Me again.
Yeah.
Intertwine.
Pantomime.
Okay. I guess I've hesitated to get in view of another one.
Turpentine.
Turpentine? Oh my god. This girl's on a roll. I'm putting myself to shame. So, after two
Sorry,
words...
I'm really competitive.
It's alright. So am I, but I've kind of half accepted defeat. So... After two words, Grace is winning 4-1. So we did one example game of this a few weeks ago, or like last week. And I feel like I had a much better flow going there. Grace was struggling to understand my accent on a few words, which was very funny.
Well, that was before we were using the random rhyme generator, random word generator.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Should we move on to the third word?
Yeah, let's move on to the third.
Okay, the third random word is harsh.
Harsh?
Yeah.
This is going to be a wreck with the accents. I'm not going to understand you with your R.
Yeah, that's why we had the problems before.
Lack of R.
I might not even be able to think of any rhyming words, and then it won't be a problem.
Okay, marsh.
I'm just, my mind's not in it. Harsh.
I feel bad. I really think that's the only one.
No. I'm going to get it. Allow the hesitancy, but I will get it. Have you got another one?
No.
Okay, right.
Can we just, you don't have to give me a point for that. I really don't think there's another one.
No, but we can edit this out, but I am just going to sit for a minute and think of one word that rhymes.
Okay. I love the word harsh, though.
It is a good word. Honestly, the only one that actually rhymes is marsh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, it's not fair. All right, no points.
Should I just generate a different third word? So the new third word is... word. Nerd.
Heard.
Spurred.
That was mine. Stirred.
Bird.
Word, as in W-H-I-R-R-E-D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of these, I feel like if they were written down, they wouldn't rhyme, but in my accent, they rhyme, so I'm just going to say it.
Okay, that's fine.
Lured, as in, like, to lure someone in.
Oh, that was mine. Slurred.
Nice. Turd.
Classic. Okay, I don't know.
Yes, I got a point. Bringing it back. So two syllables, if you go first.
Okay, deterred.
Unheard.
Conferred.
I was just going to put un in front of other words that we've already done, which I can't do, so you get
yes,
the point
for that.
Yes, you can.
Wait, you can do that.
Okay, well, I was going to, but I don't think it is actually a word, it's just me. Because I was going to say unlearned, which isn't a word.
What would that mean? Like, you push someone away?
Only to us it would mean that. Everyone else would just be confused. Okay, you've made it to 5. You've got 5 points. Oh, 3 syllables. Okay. Undeterred. Yes.
Uninsured. Very American word.
What word is that? Are you saying uninsured?
Yeah, like you don't have insurance.
Oh, okay. But with your accent, it rhymes. That wouldn't rhyme in my accent.
Oh, yeah. I kind of have a lead on this one with the R's.
Yeah. I just thought of another two-word, a two-syllable, and I lost. I'll let you... Like I said, I'm letting you have the point. I'm not letting you have it. I just can't think of anything.
Okay. I feel bad. I'm taking all the points. 6-2.
Well, you don't need to feel bad. What? Wait, did you have another one?
Thunderbird.
Oh. Okay. I feel like, oh, that's such a... We could have just gone through and listed birds. Mockingbird. Hummingbird.
So obvious. Yeah.
It's not that you're taking all the points, Grace. It's just that you're better. That's why you're taking the points.
I feel bad.
It's all right. It's all good.
Okay.
It's interesting how certain words are easier for either of us, depending on our accents as well.
Yeah.
The penultimate word.
Okay.
Here we go. Plot. I think this might be... I was going to say the easiest one we've had, but I don't want to jinx it like that. But yeah, plot.
You can start if you want.
Okay. Cot.
Hot.
Bot.
Not.
Trot.
Tot.
Slot.
Spot.
What? It's my accent.
What do you mean, like WHAT?
Yeah, it rhymes. Plot.
It would not rhyme over here.
I can, if that doesn't count, I can do a different one.
No, it can count. It can count. Accent differentiations count.
Well, because you'd put it in a song if it rhymed the way you said it.
Yeah, if you can put it in a song, then it counts. Sought.
As in
I sought the exit.
Okay. Dot.
Blot.
Lot.
Ought. As in I ought to.
Oh, yeah. Clot.
Ooh. Rot.
Pot.
Yeah, I
haven't said that.
I don't think
we
said that, no. I think we may have exhausted the possibilities. Do you have one?
No, I don't. So I guess, do I get the point? Because I went first, or...
It's just whoever said the last one. I'll start since you just got the point. Teapot.
Boycott.
Ooh. Onslaught. Isn't that a word? Like an onslaught of something.
Yeah, that wouldn't rhyme if I said it, so that's a good one. Repot.
Oh, that's true.
like repotting a plant.
Yeah. Damn it, I just thought of a one syllable.
It was so annoying when that happens.
Alright, you can take the point.
Thank you. I also just thought of a one syllable.
What?
Yacht.
Oh, I was thinking thought.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Six to four.
I'm coming up from behind.
You are coming up. I gotta step it up now.
Okay, there's three syllables now. It's so hard when you can't think of a word for the syllable before and then you're straight in, you have to start again the next syllables.
Nope, I got it. Overthought.
Oh. Yes, that's what we like, the confidence. Oh, she's got another one, guys.
Oh, I got a winner.
Okay, yeah. Tell me.
Caveat.
Oh. That also wouldn't rhyme for me.
Wait, what would it be? What would it be for you?
Caveat.
Caveat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. It sounds like caveat would be the British one.
Maybe some people here say it like that, but I don't. I was trying to think of something like under something, like under rot.
I was thinking under rot in my head too, but I don't think it's a word.
It's definitely not, so I didn't say it.
I also just thought it's weird that in the two syllable none of us said robot, even though you said bot for the one syllable.
Oh,
no one thought
so
to
true.
Say robot.
Because it's interesting, you do the one syllables, and then as you're doing them, you think, okay, if I just put this extra syllable, that's another word. But then by the time you get there, you forget.
I got another three syllable. Polka dot.
Oh, that's so good. I was trying to think of something with dot in it. I'm sure we haven't said any words beginning with V or anything like that yet. Okay, well. All
right.
Grace is winning 7-4. So I just realized I can draw if I win every syllable in this round, or you've won.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, I'm gonna try and draw. That's the plan.
Oh, then I'm gonna feel bad if I win the first one.
It's all right. I won't let it bruise my pride.
We have to keep going anyway.
So, the final word of the rhyme game, the fifth and final word is. Vein.
Oh, perfect. Is it V-E-I-N or V-A-I-N?
V-A-I-N.
Okay, you start.
Okay. Train.
Pain.
Plane.
Rain.
Cane.
Slain.
Cane again, but spelt differently. So cane as in like candy cane, and then cane as in walking with a cane. Because one's got an I in it, right?
There is one with an I on it, but it's neither of those. I would think cane with the I on it is like from the Bible. Gain.
Sane.
Plain.
See what you did there? Brain.
Main.
Main.
Uh-huh. Grain. Did someone say grain?
Nice. No, don't think we've had that. Is Blaine a word?
It's a name.
B-L-A-N-E. Is that a word as well?
I don't know. I'll let you have it for the name, though. I feel like it's a common name.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
I met a dog named Blaine last week. I thought it was really funny. Wayne.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say it earlier, but I wasn't sure if we were doing names, but as
no,
we are,
no, no.
That's a good one.
Wayne as in to decrease. Like, my beauty is waning.
Yeah. I mean, I could say Wayne, but I feel I won't do that. Dane. No, not dame, like a Dane. Yeah. It's a native or inhabitant of Denmark, a Dane.
Okay, yeah, so it's not... I was thinking it was... Okay, that's what Dane means. I was thinking Dane was like a type of royalty.
That's Dame.
See, I was thinking that they were both words meaning a similar thing.
Yeah, I mean, Dane is also cheeky, but...
No, you can keep that. Stain? Did we say stain?
No, we didn't. That's a really good one.
Ooh.
Well, I feel like I'm being so cheeky this round, so I just need to give you the point, but I was going to say vein, because we haven't done the other vein yet.
Vein as in?
Like, vein in your arm.
Okay, you can keep that. As long as I can say vein as in weather vane.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Okay, you go.
Slain.
Already said that.
Did you say that? Yeah. Said that. Okay, you definitely get the point. I was being very cheeky on some of those. I wanted to say Wayne is in the name. I wanted to say Jane is in the name, but I was like,
I would have let you say that.
Yeah, but I just feel like names are cheating.
Especially Jane, because you could use that in an expression if you wanted to say plain Jane.
Yeah, maybe I could have got away with it, but I think overall, you succeeded there.
Also, I know that we did this when we were practicing the other day with Rain.
Yeah.
Because I remember saying Fane, which I didn't say yet.
I was
remember?
I do know. I was going to say that, but I was like, is that a word? I just felt like I was being so cheeky that round with everything I said. But Fane's a word. I'm just stupid.
Okay, well, we're now at 8-4, so this is my victory lap, I guess. Two syllables, let's go.
Yeah, okay. Refrain.
Insane.
Pertain.
Remain? Did you say that?
No, okay. I didn't say that. Retrain.
Oh no, you mentioned...
Yes!
Okay, alright, that was long enough hesitation, but I was going to say ingrain.
Oh, that's good.
But you can get it.
Thanks, these are just pity points now, but I'll take it.
If we do this again, we can do it with a timer. It's just kind of hard with the lag.
Yeah, I think that'd be good though, because there's probably somewhere like someone's got a point and it hasn't been that long, and then not for it being longer, but like it's chill. Okay, three syllables. Ascertain.
Charlemagne? What does that mean? I don't know.
I think it's a place, isn't it? Or a name. That's fine.
Yeah, it's something. I don't know. Actually, maybe it's not. I feel like I was thinking of charlatan.
I've heard of Charlemagne before, though, Charlemagne. As like a name.
Ooh, I said one earlier. I gave away one. Maybe you won't remember.
Oh gosh, I'm thinking now. Okay, yeah, that's long enough.
Weather vane.
Ugh. Nice hyphenated word to round off your victory there.
There's a Waxahachie song where she says weather vane. I always sing along to that part, and I love when she says weather vane.
I'm sure that would be a three-syllable word that had stain at the end. Or tain. Oh, I just thought of such a good three-syllable word.
What is it?
Oh my god. Paper chain.
Paper chain? What is that?
Like, do you know, like a chain made out of paper?
is that a thing?
Yeah. You
know, like those chains that you make in like school and hang up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't know that I've ever called it a paper chain. But I'll
take
it.
I typed in paper chain and it came up. I mean, I don't get a point, so Whoa, Grace, congratulations. You won the rhyme game.
Thank you.
In the end, I think it was 9 to 5.
Nine to five. Wow, very song.
Very song.
That's a very songs we love score.
Yeah. Couldn't have planned it better. Your amazing rhyming ability and my mediocrity have prepared perfectly for this moment.
I win the Dolly Parton award.
You do. Well, I don't think there's any better way to end the podcast than that.
We'll think of another game. If you guys enjoyed this game segment, let us know. We'll think of another songwriting game.
Yeah. And I kind of just, I'd be down to play this one again. Not that we were on the podcast, but I liked it. Give myself a chance to shine in the light that I deserve.
We could do it for our warm-ups before we start recording the podcast, like to break the ice.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a good idea. But thank you, everyone, for listening. We hoped you enjoyed this episode.
Bye. We'll see you later.
Bye.